السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, from ayah number 30, and the lesson today is going to be until ayah number 32. So we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting first from ayah number 30.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين فبعث الله غرابا يبحث في الأرض ليريه كيف يواري سوءة أخيه قال يا ويلتا أعجزت أن أكون مثل هذا الغراب فأواري سوءة أخي فأصبح من النادمين من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا ولقد جاءتهم رسلنا بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمسرفون.
So that is our lesson, ayah number 32, ayah number 32. For the theory part of our class, we did start a new topic in the last class, which is quite an extensive topic. This is the topic of al-mudud, or the lengthening. In the last class, we covered the definition of mad or mudud, which means to make extra, to lengthen. It is the lengthening of the sound of a mutaharrik letter, and here mutaharrik means it has a fatha, dhamma, or kasra. And this is going to be the lengthening of a mad letter or even a lean letter, which is what we are going to cover today. So we learned that there are three mad letters that are lengthened for two vowel counts. So first was the alif mad that is going to come after a fatha, and this is going to make this a two count mad. So for example, if we have a letter such as ba with a fatha and then I add an alif, it is going to lengthen it for two counts. So first for one count, I will say ba, and for two counts, I will say ba. Now this has become a two count mad because there is an alif after the fatha. Now if I have a letter with kasra such as b and I would like to lengthen this to two counts, I will have to add a ya mad after the kasra, and this is going to now lengthen this to two counts, b. So we have ba ba b b. Now if I want to lengthen a dhamma, I am going to add a waw in front of the dhamma, and this is going to create a waw mad that is going to be pulled for two counts. So if I have the word bu and I would like to make this two counts, I will add the waw and this will now become two counts. Bu. Ba bi bu. Ba bi bu. So now you can hear that one haraka, the fatha dhamma kasra, that was one count, is now being lengthened to two counts simply by adding an alif for the fatha, a ya for the kasra, or a waw for the dhamma. And we looked at this example, we had the word nuhiha. So here, nu, there is a dhamma, and then there is a waw afterwards. Hi, there is that ha with a kasra and the ya afterwards. Ha, there is that ha with a fatha and then an alif afterwards. So all of these letters in this word are going to be two counts. Nuhiha. أوذينا. So أو as well, there is a ضمّة followed by a واو. Then there is the كسرة followed by the ياء. And then there is a فتحة followed by the ألف. So this was the basics of lengthening in مد letters. So if you would like to lengthen any of these حركات in order to lengthen them for two counts or even longer than that, then you will have to add the corresponding letter. For فتحة it is ألف, for كسرة it is ياء, and for ضمّة it is واو. So this was the basics of med, just a brief introduction of what med is. Now we are going to go to the first type of med. So the first one that we covered was this basic two-count med. So now we are going to cover the lengthening in the lean letter. Now, lean is something that we have already briefly introduced when we were doing the مخارج. So we learned that there are two letters that have the مخارج of lean, and we learned that this is going to be ya and wow med. So now we are going to do this from the angle of looking at med's letters. Back then when we did lean, we were doing it on مخارج. So the مخرج of these letters is going to be lean, but now we are looking at it from the perspective of a med. So what is a lean med? Now a lean letter is going to be considered as a med. The reason for this is that it is going to be slightly more than one count. So anything that is more than one count will be considered a med. So even if it is going to be two counts, three counts, it is 1.5 counts, it is still going to be considered a med. The reason for this is that because it is more than one, we are strengthening and we are lengthening and we are stretching. Okay, so lean letters are also considered a med. When we say a lean letter, we are not going to lengthen it for too long. It is going to be something called مدن ما. مدن ما means that it is shorter than a med أصلي. Med asli is a two-count med. So it is not going to be the full two counts, and it is not going to be only one count. It is going to be something in between. So we could say that it is 1.5 counts. Okay? When we read some examples, you will see what I mean. But we are not going to be lengthening this for too long, and we are also not keeping it only one count. So it is still considered a med, meaning we have to make it more than one count, but it is shorter than med esli, and med esli means those two count meds that we just covered. The nuhiha, all of these are med esli, they are all two counts. So for this one, we are going to do med dan ma, meaning that it is going to be 1.5. Now the important thing, or the thing that is different about lean letters, is that you are going to have a ya or a wow. Okay, so you are going to have either a ya sakina or a wow sakina. So one difference right away that we see is that there is no alif sakina in lean letters. So in the previous one, we did three. We did alif, wow, and ya. Now for lean letters, we only have two letters. We only have ya and we only have wow. Something else that makes this different than the med letters is that for each of the med letters, there was a corresponding letter. So we had alif with fatha, ya with kasra, wa with dhamma. For lean, we are not going to have separate letters. Instead, we have a ya sakina or a wow sakina, and before that has to be a fatha. Okay, there has to be a fatha and then a ya sakina or a wow sakina. Now we see this is why alif is not considered a lean letter, because if we had an alif, it would just be a two-count med. So if I had a letter with fatha and then I just added alif in front, it would just be a two-count med. Ba, da, this is not a lean. For a lean to occur, you have to have a fatha, and then you have one of the letters that are not corresponding to the fatha. And the other two letters, of course, are ya and wow. So if we have a ya lean, then we have a ya sakin, so there is a ya with a sukun, and the letter before that has a fatha. An example of this, if we have the word ba, if we have the letter ba, there is a fatha on top, and the next letter is ya with a sukun, bay. Or if we have the letter ta, day, hay, say, jay, lay, qay. So in all of these, you see that there is a letter with a fatha, and the next letter is going to be ya with a sukun. And when we say this letter, you are noticing that it is not one count, but it is also not two counts. It is 1.5. So I am lengthening it just slightly. Bay, bay, day, say. And when you say this letter, you are going to notice that there is that sifat of lean. There is that sifat of gentleness, of ease, that when we say these letters, you are kind of easing your way from the fatha into the ya, kind of like a slope. Bay, day, say. So this a sound is going to be what is known as lean. A, bay, d. stay. So you are kind of easing it. You are making the letter gentle. You are converting the fatha into the ya, and you're doing it very softly. So this is going to be ya lin. Now for waw lin, it is the exact same thing. We are going to have a letter with fatha, and then the next letter has to be waw with a sukun. So for example, if we have the word khawfin, khaw, bow, dow, thaw, and again you hear that there is that gentleness, that ease. Again, kind of like a slope, that you have the fatha and then you're kind of sloping down into the waw or into the ya. So there is that sense of ease, of gentleness. There is not a lot of pressure on your throat, on your jowf, when you are saying these letters. So it does come out very easily. And if you look at the count as well, it is not one count, it is not two counts, it is something in between. It is mad dan ma. Okay, now for the example, we have the word baytun. So here, baytun. Baytun. I am exaggerating the med a little bit here. Normally you would not make it this long. Baytun. So you can hear that it is not two counts and it is not one count. It is something in between, one and a half. Bay. And then in the word khawfin, as we looked at, we see khaw. This is going to be waulin. Khawfin. And you can hear again, it is not one count, it's not two counts, it is something in between. Khawfin. Baytun. Okay, so this is going to be the med of the lean letters. Again, we have already covered lean when we were doing the sifat. Now we are looking at it from the perspective of a med letter. But this is something that has come up very often in the Quran. We ourselves have seen this in our lessons a lot. So hopefully this is not something that is completely new. Now we are going to also cover the measure of lengthening of med. Now you did hear that I was saying one count, two count, three count. So what exactly does that mean? A count is just basically going to be how much you lengthen a med letter. So it is going to be for various durations depending on the sabab or the cause of lengthening. So sometimes you will see that there is a letter that is only two counts. Sometimes you will see it's only one count. Sometimes you will see a med that is four counts. And in some cases, we also have mudud that are six counts. Okay, so we have two counts, four counts, six counts. Count basically means two harakat. So the time that it will take you to say two harakat is going to be considered two counts. So if I have baba, this is two counts. So the time it took me to say ba, ba twice, it is going to be the time that I am going to lengthen it for two counts. So if I say lengthen for two counts, it is the same amount of time that it will say for you to take to say for two harakas. Now for four harakas, it is the same. I will say boo, 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 boo four times. And this is the time that it's going to take to make four counts. Or if I say ba four times, ba, 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 ba. Now the time it took me to say that four times is the time it'll take for four counts. And the same thing for six harakas, the time it will take for me to say six harakas, b, 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 that's like six. Then for that, we are also going to make this six counts. Another way that you can do your counts, and this is how most people do them, is that the time it takes you to raise one finger, if you put your hands in a fist, so your hands and your fingers are touching the palm of your hand, and you raise one finger, this is the time of one count. So by the time you raise your finger, this is about the time it takes you to say one haraka, ba. And you can try this on your own. Just have your hand in a fist, make sure your fingers are touching your palm, and then just raise one finger. And the time it takes you to raise one finger is a count. Now two fingers is two counts. Three fingers is three counts. And then four fingers is four counts. And then six is six counts. So basically you can practice just raising your fingers and just see how long it takes you to say a letter. Okay? So for the four count meds, for example, I'm going to be raising four fingers. Fa. So that was about the time it took me to raise four fingers. Fa. And for six, I will raise six fingers. Fa. Now that was the six count med. So this is how we are going to be measuring counts. Now the time for two harakats, that is a little difficult to gauge. So what I like to do is I like to raise my fingers as I am saying the med. You can do this until you are comfortable knowing the length of the med. Once you have known about how long a med should be, how long four counts usually sounds like, how much six usually sounds like, then you don't have to raise your fingers anymore. But if you do feel that you are a little off, you don't really know how long you're supposed to pull it for, then you can raise your fingers as you read, and this will help you. I myself still do this as well, just to make sure that I am reading it the proper amount that it should be read. Okay, so we are going to stop here now and then move on to the analysis of our verses. And we will keep an eye out for any mudud. And then specifically, we will see if we can find that there are any two-count meds, med asli, that we can look and observe. And then also, we will try to use the finger method to see that we can pull this for the full two counts. So starting from ayah number 30, فطوعت, right away here we see that there is a ta. Ta is a heavy letter. And then here we see that there is a waw with a shadda. Now when we see that there is a shadda, the first letter of the shadda is going to be sukun, and the second letter is going to have the harakat. So here we have waw with a sukun, and we have ta that has a fatha. So we see that there is a lean med. Taw. Taw. This is a lean med. And you're going to notice it is not one count, it is not two counts, it is one and a half. Med damma. Fatawwa'at. And you can hear there is that G, the gentleness, that ease, as we are going from the fatha into the waw. فطوعت. That here is going to have hams. Lahu, this is a two-count med. Make sure that you raise two fingers. Lahu, two fingers it took me to raise. That is the amount of time we will pull this ha. Nafsuhu, again, there is that two-count med. Nafsuhu, pull your two fingers. Qatla, qaf is heavy. Akhihi, kha is going to be heavy. قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَهُ, this is going to be a two-count med again. We see that small waw. فَأَصْبَحَ, صَاد is going to be heavy. حَا is going to be from the middle of the throat. مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and then here, خَا is going to be heavy. رَا in this case is going to be light. And then here we end on a four-count med. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. غُرَابًا, غَيْن is going to be heavy. رَا in this case is heavy. غُرَابًا يَبَحَثُ, ba is going to have قَلْقَلَة. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. فِي الْأَرْضِ, رَا is going to be heavy in this case. ضَاد is going to be heavy. لِيُرِيَهُ, رَا here is going to be light. And then ha is going to be a two-count med. لِيُرِيَهُ, كَيْفَ يُوَارِي, wa is going to be a two-count med. يُوَارِي, ra is also a two-count med. So we see that there are two letters, one right after another, that are two counts. So we will raise two fingers for each. يُوَارِي. So again, both of these are two counts. When we are doing the mudud, especially when we're doing two counts, make sure that your letters are consistent. Make sure your counts are consistent. Otherwise, what may end up happening is that your harakat, your normal harakat, will sound like a med, and it will be hard to distinguish if there is a med or not. And remember, when we are doing tajweed, the main purpose is that someone who maybe is listening to you and they do not have the Quran in front of them will still be able to tell exactly what letter or what med or what rule you are applying there. So we are going to make sure that we do it for the full two counts, and don't do it too much so that it turns into three or four, and also don't do it too little so that it turns into one. This is why it's important that in the beginning we do use our fingers to kind of distinguish how much a count should be, and then once you have gotten the hang of it, then you can stop and you don't have to use this anymore. So here, yuari, wa is two, ri is two counts. Sa'ata, here, seen has a fatha, waw has a sukun, and this is going to be a lean letter. So, so, and you will see it is one and a half, madinma. So, ata akhi, and then khi is going to be a two count med. Hat here, because I am stopping, it is going to have sukun. Make sure you do give it ham so that you do not drop this hat and you are still reading it clearly. Qala, qaf is going to be heavy. Ya, waylata. Ya is going to be a two count med. Way, this is going to be a medleen. We see there is a fatha followed by ya with a sukun. Lata, this is going to be a four count med. Okay, and inshallah we will cover that later. But you see that there is that squiggly line on top, and this means that it is going to be at least four counts. Ya, way, lata. Ya is two counts. Way is going to be one and a half. Da is going to be four counts. Ya, way, lata. A'jaztu. So here, a'ajaztu, hamza is going to be from the lower throat, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, an akuna mithla hadha al-ghurab, and then here, hadha, this is a two-count med, but the second that, because I am combining it, I don't have to say as a med. Hadhal, that I can just connect straight away and make it one count. Ghurabi, ghain is going to be heavy, ra is a two-count med. Fa'uwariya, ra here is going to be light, wa is a two-count med. Sa'u'ata, again, this is مدلين. So we see that there is a fatha followed by wa with a sukun. سوأت أخي خو is going to be heavy. فأصبح صاد is going to be heavy. من النادمين. And then here we end on a four count mad. من أجل ذلك جيم is going to have قلقلة. So give it just a little bit of that bounce. كتبنا على بني إسرائيل. So here كتبنا, this is a two count mad. على, this is a two count mad. بني, this is a four count mad. إسرائيل, را is a four count mad. إيل is going to be a two count mad. Okay, so let's read this and make sure we are doing all of these mudud as they should be done. ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل. So you can hear now that all of these mudud should be a consistent count. أنه, this is a two count mad. من قتل قاف is heavy. نفسا بغير غين is heavy. را in this case is light. نفس أو فساد في الأرض. را is heavy. ضاد is heavy. فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. قاف is going to be heavy. جميعا ومن أحياها. حا, the first ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. The second ha is going to be from the lower throat. أحياها. فكأنما, this is going to be a four count mad. أحيا الناس جميعا, this is a two count mad. ولقد, قاف is heavy. دال has قلقلة, so give it a little bit of that bounce. جاءتهم, this is a four count mad. رسلنا, را is going to be heavy. بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم, را in this case is heavy. بعد ذلك في الأرض, را is heavy. ضاد is heavy. لمسرفون, را here is going to be light. And then we end here on a four count mad. So inshallah we will stop here for today, and then in the next class we will do a little bit more about the mudud and the counting of a mudud, and we will start the natural mad or mad asli. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. We will end here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.